Gundersmith. I'm Brian. Hi, oh my gosh, and I'm Bobby. We're talking about the ethic of care. And just so everybody knows, Jonathan Haidt is actually heavily referred to by Dr. David Sloan Wilson, who is a evolutionary psychologist, biologist, individual, and there's actually some good research going behind this sort of stuff. So Jonathan Haidt knows what he's talking about. Yep. When I think of the ethic of care, I think of people who are very caring or have an ethical drive to be very caring. Is that an accurate... speaking strictly practically, if I see somebody who's in need of help, I will help them. Like, I care about how they're doing. So, I'll give an example without too much details because I'm not bragging. This is simply just the way I approach things. Somebody I knew was going through a hard time, and the vehicle that this individual drove broke down, and I happened to have the confidence of being able to look up YouTube videos and figure out how to repair it, and in my spare time, when I was available, I didn't throw myself underneath the bus to get the work done. But when I had the time, I went over to this individual's house and I helped them do a repair on the vehicle that would have cost $500 or $600, maybe more, because they were in a bad place and I was in a position where I could help. So that's me and my ethic of care. I am not altruistic. I'm a selfish bastard. No, I'm a selfish bastard. I'm selfish. I want the world to be a better place. I'm teasing. I'm making a joke. It's a bad joke. Okay, so people who are high in ethic of care. So we've established what a lot of people consider the ethic of care, but because we're limited on time, what was it? What was the point? that's interesting. We're basically telling everybody else how they can live, how they should live their lives, instead of just pitching in and helping out, and saying this, and I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, pointing out that there's something wrong. Like, I'm okay with pointing out that there's something wrong, but like, I don't know. My particular stance and approach is like, that's fantastic that you're pointing out that there's something wrong, but what are you doing about it? Like, let's take action right now. Let's figure out how we can address the issue now. As well as... Theater and the action, and I don't know. I guess I'm the action oriented type person, because I see so often. It doesn't frustrate me. It fucking frustrates me. I see people shaking their head, SMH, that you know something bad is happening, and I'm up to my elbows in grease helping somebody change their vehicle starters, so that way this person can get to a point where this person can go to work and take care of business, and other people are SMH, shaking my head. Oh, that's such a shame. It's so terrible that this person is put in this position by our societal structure. And I'm like, you know what? Societal structures change one person at a time. One person at a time, one action at a time. You're so worried about this stuff, you're so worried about somebody having a rough time, how about you help them out? SMH, shaking my head. Oh dear, how terrible. So with that, I guess we'll... You're full of something. You need to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. You're full of something, Bobby. But with that, I'm gonna end it here, because I gotta run.